Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Love shouts goes out to Anita Padilla, G-Ball, Mike T, Shiceman, Veronica Davis, Shannon Chestnut, and Lionel Hollins. You know about Lionel Hollins, who parted ways with the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis, all y'all out there, all y'all Grizz fans out there, hey, don't go to the games. You all deserve better. Protest. All right. I hope y'all had a great weekend. I had an extended weekend. So I hope y'all had a great weekend and a great Monday. Welcome to another week right here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll see me on tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio. Tonight, we're going to get down. It's going to be a great show. So I'm not going to waste any more time in getting down with this. It's my pleasure, my great pleasure, to present to all of you all a God-fearing, hard-working, and charitable music and entertainment industry executive. Without further delay, I bring to each and every one of you all the one and only Dante Chestnut Senior, a.k.a. Mr. Chill.
Hey, man, Mr. how you Chill. Doing?
All right, Mr. Chill.
Yes, sir.
It is so good to talk to you.
Yes, sir, it's a pleasure to be here, too, man.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about you, but, you know, you've been in the game for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to take
it
right back to where it started. Where were you born and raised at, Mr. Chill?
Well, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I left and I was raised by my father in Mobile, Alabama, down in Pritchard, since the age of, say, 3 to about 14. Yes, sir.
Okay, so how did it end up with you down there being, you know, becoming a musician at such a young age? I think it was age 7?
Yes, sir. Well, back in 87, you know, I pretty much had a knack for the business all my life, you know, coming in as an entertainer and wanting to be the next LL Cool J. Who was hot back in the days, you know, Bill and KRS-One and all those guys. And then later on, after my hip-hop aspirations went to a different area, I was asked to be in a group where we emulated New Edition. So it was on both sides of the call, from hip-hop to R&B. So, but I'm also a musician. I played in the marching band in school. I played trumpet. I played piano and several other percussion instruments, and it just stuck with me, you know, to where, you know, I looked up to people like Berry Gordy and Quincy Jones and Richard Branson and, you know, a lot of other, Tony Mottola, a lot of different other executives in the business, one being a mentor, Mr. Russell Simmons, and I said, hey, you know, I'd like to be behind the scenes to to learn more about the business, because I was hearing so many hard stories about guys that were in the business that were getting shorted and things not going their way because of not reading contracts and knowing what things meant. So I wanted to help inspire and those who aspire to be great recording artists and also future executives.
Now, that's amazing, because even at that age, you, even though you had all of that talent, you still wanted to use that talent to help others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's just in my blood, man. You know, my stepmother, Miss Betty Lambert Williams, she was definitely a prayer warrior. She'd done a lot of different things in the community in Mobile. She's a building ground supervisor for Bishop State, which is now Bishop State College. Back then, it was a junior college. And she done missionary work in the church and things like that, to where she never slept, man. She worked at this university, but then she sold houses on the side. You know, she did dead people have. She did.
Right.
You know, she made flower arrangements. I mean, she just didn't quit, and she always found time to give back. So that just stuck with me as well, to be a product of service.
Yeah, it's in the blood. It's in the blood.
Yes, sir.
Now, how did it come about that you added actor and public speaking to your repertoire?
Oh, well, man, when I was in school, in high school, I took a lot of different theatrical courses. I was asked to be in different plays. I've done a couple of commercials with Arnell Starr and American Rap Makers in Atlanta, Georgia, back in the day. And, you know, working with Mason Hall and Fatboy Records, where he done music videos. I was in several different videos. And, you know, it's just, entertainment is just my life. You know, it's just a part of my being. So I don't like to pigeonhole myself or others to tell them, you know, let them know they can do all things through Christ, first of all, and faith without works is truly dead. So,
right.
And that's just pretty much the motto. You know, LL Cool J, Mr. Todd Smith, always say, you know, what's the sense of living if you're not going to live life to the extreme, you know, or to the fullest?
Right.
So I try to tap and touch any and everything I can, because, you know, how would I know if I would succeed if I never even try? So,
exactly.
You know, and it just becomes a part of my plans, or, you know, of just a part of my experience. So that's what I use now as an entertainment consultant, to try to help others, because I've been there myself, you know, and I'm always, you know, trying to do more, whether it's reality TV, whether it's public speaking. I was with the Optimist Club through elementary school, all the way through high school, and at Booker T. Washington Middle School in Mobile to Davidson High School in Mobile. So, yeah, man, and I just let it carry me along the way, you know, speaking in church. Started out just speaking at church, doing the announcements. You know, that's usually how people get their first speaking bird. Sometimes you got to, you know, sometimes the pro warriors, they like, look here, you know, you look like you can do something. You know, here, read this. They just throw you in the fire, you know. So,
there you go.
You know what I mean? But you just, so you're going to sink or swim. So.
Right. I can relate, brother. I can relate.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, out there, Team Lion, all around the world, hey, if you all please show your love, and if you all want to talk to the one and only Dante Chestnut Sr., please give us a call. Don't hesitate. Area code 347-826-9357. This is a remarkable man. Area code 347-826-9357. Dante, I'm gonna really talk about the darker side a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because I can relate, you know, because you haven't had the best of times in school, and I definitely can relate to that. And you know, I struggled. I've been bullied for my looks and my weight. Can you tell us about that, those times in school?
Oh, man, well, you know, I'm of a you know, of a lighter shade than brown, so I was called different names if I may be real, I've been called everything from being a piss colored Negro to a zebra child and a clear person and all different types of things, you know. And not just, you know, and this was by my own people, being African American. So I may be mixed with a few other cultures, but at the same time, at the end of the day, I am black. And I'm proud of that. I don't have no control of the skin tone setting. I'm just blessed to be here today. You know, that's between my mom and daddy. So, you know, I just try to not let that dampen my spirit and just let the light that shines within shine on the outside, and then people can really see who I am, and hopefully they'll recognize my purpose and know that, my skin color is just based on my passion for life and helping other people make it through their journey. So, yeah, man.
You're definitely a survivor because, you know, all of these things that happened, it led you down to a path where it almost cost your life.
Yeah. I got myself caught up in a couple of fights growing up in school, trying to defend my own honor. But then as you grow older, you learn how to cage your rage and just let people talk and just continue to do something good, you know. And, you know, they look past all that other stuff, you know, because the man that's always used, always pointing the fingers, is the same person scared to look themselves in the mirror.
Exactly. Now, what was that moment? Can you tell us or take us to that moment that you had that actually just changed your life from that road that you were going down? And what was that a moment that just did it for you?
Well, you know, speaking in school, as far as me being in school, going through that. Well, you know, bullying is something to where, you know, as we all know, it's people that feel like they are better than another person. They try to prey on their weaknesses. And at the time I was going through it, it just got to a point to where enough was enough. I wasn't taking it no more. So, you know, it was about two or three guys. And, you know, they used to walk down, you know, the kids were walking down the hall, they'd be like, you know, they were kind of tall. You know, I'm a short dude, you know, about 5'9" and a half. But, hey, when I was going to middle school and high school, man, these guys were like grown men, you know, down in the South. Yeah. I mean, they 6'4", 280 with beards. You like, good gracious, you know. Definitely like, I need to be working at a factory or a warehouse or something. But, yeah, you know, so they used to be... He'd be like, yeah, man, you know, just slap him upside his head or slap his neck and make his neck turn red. So, you know, one day, like I said, enough is enough, you know. So it wasn't going to be no more putting your hands on me and trying to, you know, turn me a different color than my natural childbirth. So I say, okay, that's it, you know. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back, you know. And
there you go.
You know, and then it was like, oh, so, you know, they took me serious because, usually being, you know, they catch me in one of those moods where I take it or whatever and just keep going and let them laugh and joke around and play. But like I say, you know, you can only push a man so far. And when I dropped my books and was ready to go to war and just let that be, the beginning of a new day for myself, or it would be a new day for them to be admitted to a hospital. That's how I looked at it. Luckily enough, you know, a teacher came out, you know, and de-escalated the situation. But, you know, after that, I didn't have to worry about it no more because they saw, hey, this guy's going to fight for his.
You
can't push him around. So, and that was it, man. So,
that's what's
my
up.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what's up. Now, how did DAMG Entertainment come about?
Oh, wow. Well, DAMG Entertainment stands for the Don Alessante Music Group. And being, you know, growing up being a lover of music and having the opportunity to become an A&R with Guest Shot Records in Atlanta, Georgia, that was founded by Mr. William Guest of Gladys Knight and the Pips, and was ran by Miss Kathy Irby Durant, who's probably videographer. Yeah, man, you know, I worked under Conwell Ingram, who was Evander Holyfield's publicist at the time. I worked with James Baxter, who was one of the founders of the OJ. So I had a lot of old school, you know, real, I call them the real school players.
That's right.
You know, they took me under their wing and they said, look, you know, you want to be a part of this? You know, you better put your boots on and bristle up, because this is a man's game here. So,
yes.
And I was willing to listen and learn, and just with experience and networking and meeting people, I said, one day I want to form my own label. And and that's exactly what I've done. And Don Alessante is coming from myself and my kid's name. I have two sons named Dante, another one named Chris. I have a daughter named Halematu, and another daughter named Ashley. Halematu was raised in Senegal, West Africa. By myself being the father, I'm the Don, so collectively I took a bit and pieces from all the name, and therefore we have Don Alessante. And the hat and cane symbolizes debonair class and style. And everything that we push is all about purpose,
That's it. It's all about purpose. And I tell you, I was going to ask you where did you get that name from, but that is beautiful. I'm glad you answered that question for me. That is wonderful. That's how you do it. It's with purpose. And everybody out there in Team Lion, everybody all around the world, if you think that's all that this man does, you're terribly mistaken. Because on the other side, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, including philanthropist work. So you all stay tuned. I'm going to right now, Dante, if you don't mind, I'm going to dedicate a song to you. Because this song represents you to the fullest. How about G-Ball?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to play G-Ball's Making Moves.
Yes, right.
That's definitely what you're about, and that's what you all should really feed. I hope you all feed into this. I hope you all feed into it, because I'm getting all this in. I'm soaking all this in, and it's inspiring me. And that's for you all out there. Make your moves. All right? I'm right here with Dante Chestnut. On the other side, we're going to talk some more. But right now, we're going to get down with Making Moves right here on Team Lion.
Epic right here, man. Epic night. D-A-M-G. Double dose on the track.
That's right.
Yours truly, G-Ball.
Let's get it.
It's a new day, I'm so rejuvenated. I'm reinventing my style, I'm all about the paper. So I forget the haters, I'm looking past you. Y'all in the traffic lane, I'm on the cash route. And I ain't stopping till the hood see me riding through. In a two-seater, all black with a missing roof. Yeah, new strategy, let's get it popping. Motivated, calculating out a higher profit.
Money,
you gotta double up. Roll it right. Can't be scared to take a chance, homie, live your life. Cause I believe after hell comes paradise. When it comes to catching the money, I'm like Jerry Rice. We only live once, you can't live twice. This not a video game, it's reality, right?
You did.
That's why I get it, y'all, another day. I'm on the grind, baby, I got moves to make.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I'm making moves.
I said out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do. That's right.
I'm making moves. 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 Similar to a chess game. I know the rules, my victory's in direct aim. So come along as I start my book. But stay alert, cause this bishop about to knock your rook. You get it? I don't even walk the same. I got a business type swagger. That swag you can have. I'm focused on my cheddar. Everything else, it don't matter. I'm just getting started. Welcome to another chapter. Turn the page. What I used to do, it had to go. I'm in my 20s, but I feel like I'm 34. Young scholar, get dollars. Don't quit. Don't quit. Elevate. Second, get rich. Get rich. My motto, I follow. Reassure the bank account nice before.
before I pop another bottle. Today is in the past, look forward to tomorrow. Determined for the riches like I'm trying to win the lotto. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I say out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do, that's right. I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. City to city, state to state, like a coach pilot. Trying to earn my wings, I need air mileage. More action, less talk, so I remain silent. In my adolescent days, I was very violent. Jealous ones who ain't sure you should fall back. I wish I had a wood, like a lumberjack. And I don't think I'm better, I ain't all that. I just know I'm smarter than being broke black. Premeditated words like an author. Upgraded from a street to a monster. Make something out of nothing, no, nobody does it harder. G-Ball has no limit, man, I'm trying to go farther. Let's get it, it's my time, I know I'm close.
Right.
All I need is one shot, maybe a double dose. And when it's all said and done, we can have a toast. We'll take the cushion round, hit it and don't
shoot. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves.
I say out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do, that's right.
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves.
We got one right here, Double Dose. DAMG, baby. And I'm the master of ceremony, G-Ball. Co-fam, all day. Making moves, man. One life to live, right? Shout town, baby. New year, do it right. Holla.
Team Lion, like it or not, that was dedicated to you, Dante.
Thank you, man.
Because you making
moves.
That's
my favorite song. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Coming up, though, later on, I have a question from one of my Team Lion listeners for you. So,
okay.
That's coming up. But right now, I just want to ask you, you are a general manager. Tell us about your general managing position.
Oh, yeah, man. I am blessed to be general manager of Music Powers at Media of Atlanta, Georgia. And I currently manage to represent a few Grammy and Stellar Award winning producers, artists, and engineers, one being Mr. Sirocco Jones. And our network constituency has sold over 250 million records and counting. And we work with everybody from Beyonce to Reba McEntire, T.I., Jay-Z. Whoever, somebody in the business that's on the charts and that's been on the charts, they're part of our team. I'm blessed to say, yes, sir.
Oh my goodness, you doing it? That's what I mean, making moves.
Yes, sir. So we have a new book that's out.
Tell us about
Powers That Be is all about. Yes, sir. The Music Powers That Be is a book that we have. It's the complete title is The Music Powers That Be to Succeed in the Music Industry, and it's written by Mr. Sirocco Jones, and it's pretty much the music and entertainment industry Bible for artists that really are serious about their career. Teaches you everything from music publishing to points per track, you know, that's old, different terminologies for contractual agreements, contacts with lawyers, radio programmers. It's just the whole gamut that's about the business inside that book. And we're going to be releasing a new edition later on in the year. And and I'm blessed to be featured inside of that book. I mean, we have different people that's in the first and current book from Mr. Harry Lyles, who's a leading executive with Music Insight and Urban Radio, who's worked with Clear Channel. He's definitely brass when it comes to radio promotions. Emperor Thirsty, Alvin Spice, four-time Grammy Award winner. He's worked with TLC, NDIRE. Mr. Sirocco himself has done projects with the King of Pop, may he rest in peace, Mr. Michael Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Dina Andrews, who's worked with Beyonce, Jay-Z, who's actually a bass player who was on the, you probably saw on the Monique show.
Oh,
yeah. Man, you know, You know, it goes on and on, man. And it's definitely it's a tool. So if artists are serious about the business of the beat,
uh-huh.
I highly suggest that they get that book. And if you are an executive that may have some questions or some contracts in front of you that you may not know anything about, just take my first advice to get you a lawyer or an entertainment consultant to help you with that situation, and then just take time out to educate yourself. You know, that's if you are in the business to make money, you know,
yes.
And instead of just investing a lot of money. You know, it takes money to make money, but it's best to know where your money going.
That's right.
So that you can have a standing career. Yes, sir.
That's wonderful. Now, you have two great humanitarian mentor programs. That's DANTE and CHILL. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With Dante, of course, being my name, but in this instance, it stands for doing anything necessary to educate. And our mission is to help the fight against illiteracy and violence. And
beautiful.
With the CHILL program, and CHILL stands for Creating Hope, I Love Life. And it's the CHILL program. And we are a nonprofit 501c3 tax exempt entity. And we help victims of domestic violence abuse, children who have been abused and neglected. We also assist researchers with finding cures for various diseases from cancer, from different forms of cancer, such as pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, AIDS, HIV, just a multitude of different avenues. We are all inclusive, so we are not local. We are a national organization, so it doesn't matter if you're in Satsuma, Alabama, or you in Los Angeles, California. You know, if there's you know, if you're looking for some assistance, and if you, you know, if we can help you, then that's what we're here for. And we are doing right now, currently, we're putting together our youth empowerment tour, which is a part of our OTRT, which stands for On the Right Track. And we're taking recording artists, or we're accepting recording artists from different music genres that want to be a part of our initiative. As a former Job Corps student myself, turned a Job Corps facility to be exact down in Albany, Georgia, back in the woods. You know, I can tell you, you know, Job Corps saved my life. And the purpose of the Youth Empowerment Tour is to forget those teens who maybe feel like they've been left behind. Because when I was growing up, Job Corps was the last resort. It was either jail, you know, detention, or Job Corps, you know.
Job Corps.
And, so I was blessed to be a part of that and graduate. I'm a certified sous chef as well. I do MIG and TIG welding, and I took business administration. So, I use my time wisely from the time I was 17 to, I'd say, 20 years old when I left. They helped me get an apartment. They gave me $2,500 in cash, you know, or traveler's check, so to speak, and helped me get a job. And I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I pursued my goals as being in the music entertainment industry. And it was a blessing. I had fun while I was there. I met a lot of interesting people. I met a lot of beautiful young ladies back then, but I'm blessed to say, because our facility was co-ed, and we had people from all over the place, from Turks and Caicos Islands to Jamaica to New Jersey. So
beautiful.
It was definitely a beautiful experience. Just want to, you know, again, just create some awareness to help save our teenagers, because a lot of them now, they have parents that are on drugs, and, you know, you have a lot of them that can't find jobs just for the simple fact that they don't have a trade. So it was definitely in the State of the Union address by President Obama last year about helping our inner city communities, you know, to have more outlets to get, you know, to for trade. Because it's important. Yeah. I mean, people gonna always eat, get sick, tab cars, get their hair and nails done, and buy music. So that's why we want to be able to be in those areas to assist them with that endeavor.
Now, Dante, we're running out of time. I have a quick question, and it's coming from, and it's coming from Australia. They want to know what is the best advice you can give for someone who's going in there. We have like 20 seconds left on the show.
with someone going into the business, read your contracts, get you a lawyer, read your contract, hire you a consultant, do a lot of praying, and remember, faith without works is dead. And put God first, and you'll win.
Perfect ending.
Also.
Oh, yeah, right. Perfect ending. And, Dante, I would love to have you on the show again.
Sure. Anytime.
Thank you so much,
thank
my brother.
You.
You're an inspiration to me as well.
Thank you, man. You know, the only way we're going to be able to conquer any opposition is if we do it together.
That's right. I love that. Love, and I love you. I love you, Dante. Love each and every
thank
one of you
too,
all.
Man. Let on.
That's right. And
we're
out of here. And join me tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Join me tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio. Peace, love, and keep doing.